Unit 9, pages 96 and 97. Reading.
Famous firsts.
We are always fascinated by people who do something for the first time. Yuri Gagarin, the first person in space. Roger Bannister, the first person to run the 4-minute mile. The scores of other people who became a first in the history books. Being a first often requires great determination, dedication, and sacrifice. Sometimes being a first is fraught with danger.
Sailing solo, non-stop around the world.
In 1968, the British newspaper The Sunday Times announced the award of a trophy, the Golden Globe, for the first person to sail single-handed and non-stop around the world. The longest attempted non-stop voyage until then was achieved by Sir Francis Chichester in 1966-67, when he circumnavigated the world, but he stopped to get his boat repaired in Australia. Who would dare to embark on this dangerous voyage? Robin Knox Johnston set off from Falmouth on the south coast of England on the 14th of June 1968. His boat, Suhaili, was 32 feet in length and needed to survive a 30,000-mile voyage. In 1969, communications were not as sophisticated as they are now. There were no electronic navigational aids, and Knox Johnston needed to rely on only a sextant and a chronometer. He rounded Cape Horn on the 17th of January 1969, 20 days ahead of the closest competitor, and after 312 days, he sailed back into Falmouth and won the trophy. Looking back, he remembers sailing into history. 40 years ago, nobody knew whether sailing alone around the world was even possible, but it was a time of change and adventure as man landed on the moon and we extended the frontiers of possibility. Of the 9 starters in that inaugural race, I was the only one to cross the finish line. Completing the race on board Suhaili was an important moment in pushing the boundaries of our sport. Some 20 years later, the first woman to sail solo non-stop around the world was Kay Cottee from Australia. She set off from Watson Bay on the 29th of November 1987 in her 37-foot yacht First Lady. Her voyage was not without danger. At one point, First Lady turned upside down and Kay was swept overboard. She was harnessed by 2 safety lines and survived the ordeal. She sailed into Sydney Harbour on the 5th of June 1988 to be greeted by tens of thousands of well-wishers.
Flying solo across the Atlantic.
In 1919, Raymond Ortigue, a rich New York hotelier, offered the $25,000 Ortigue Prize for anyone who would dare to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. By the time Charles Lindbergh took up the challenge in 1927, 6 aviators had lost their lives trying to win the prize. Lindbergh set off from New York on Friday, May the 20th, 1927, at 7:52 a.m. in his plane called the Spirit of St. Louis. The flight was fraught with danger. He encountered icing, fog, storm clouds, and had to skim over wave tops at a height of as little as 3 meters. He landed in Paris at 10:22 p.m., just 33 and a half hours after takeoff, and was greeted by an estimated 150,000 spectators. Lindbergh was lifted from the cockpit by the cheering crowd and carried over their heads as they celebrated his amazing feat. Just 1 year later, in 1928, Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic with Wilma Stultz and Louis Gordon. 4 years later, she made the flight on her own in a Vega plane she nicknamed Old Bessie. She took off from Newfoundland on the east coast of America on May the 20th, 1932, and approximately 15 hours later landed in Northern Ireland. 3 years later, she became the first woman to fly solo across the Pacific Ocean.
To the top of the world, climbing Everest.
Mount Everest in Nepal is the highest mountain in the world, rising to a height of 8,848 metres and Edmund Hillary, the New Zealand mountaineer, with his guide Tenzing Norgay, were the first men to reach the summit on the 29th of May 1953. They set up base camp at the bottom of the mountain in March, and the final camp, approximately 1,000 metres from the summit, in May. They tried to reach the summit on the 26th, but snow and wind kept them at base camp for 2 days. They eventually set out on May the 28th and got to within 350 metres of the summit before pitching their tent. The next day, the 29th of May 1953, they reached the summit at 11:30 a.m. and stood on the top of the world. In 1975, a team of 15 women tried to conquer the mountain, taking the same route as Hillary and Norgay had 22 years earlier. Among them was Junko Tobai from Japan. Disaster struck approximately 2,500 metres from the summit. An avalanche engulfed the camp. The climbers and guides were buried under a huge weight of snow. Junko was unconscious for 6 minutes before being dug out. Did they dare to continue? Despite this setback, the climb went on, and just 12 days later, Junko Tobai became the first woman to stand on top of Everest.